6 tons of cocaine captured from narco sub in Colombia. By Sean Moran on May 28, 2025. The Colombian Navy announced this week that authorities seized more than 6 tons of cocaine from a so-called narco sub. Officials released a video this week of the narco sub being seized, with authorities saying the street value of the seized cocaine amounts to roughly $300 million. CBS News reported. The Navy said the narcotics were intercepted in Nariño, a region on the Pacific coast of Colombia bordering Ecuador. They did not say how many people were arrested or where they believe the haul of drugs on the semi-submersible was headed. Officials said 3,000 kilograms of cocaine was seized at sea while 270 kilograms of cocaine was unearthed from the buried hiding spots. The National Navy reaffirms its commitment in the fight against drug trafficking and will continue to develop massive operations against organized armed groups, a Navy spokesman remarked. In the same week, the Colombian Navy took 3 tons of narcotics heading for the United States after stopping a vessel moving suspiciously. The narco subs cannot go fully underwater but instead sit very low on the ocean's surface. This type of submersible is reportedly very popular among drug traffickers because they can often avoid detection. Portuguese law enforcement took 6.5 tons of cocaine from a similar type vessel off of the remote Azores archipelago that was traveling toward the Iberian Peninsula. Last November, the Mexican Navy said it seized about 8,000 pounds of cocaine from a semi-submersible 150 miles off the coast of Acapulco. The former foreign minister of Colombia, Alvaro Leyva, in April claimed that leftist president Gustavo Petro suffers from drug addiction. He has also called for the legalization of cocaine. Petro, a hardline leftist, has repeatedly called for the legalization of cocaine in public forums, including at the United Nations General Assembly. Most recently, during a cabinet meeting broadcast nationally in February, Petro described cocaine as not worse than whiskey. Leyva did not specify which of Petro's official trips to France was the one in which he confirmed Petro's alleged drug addiction. Petro, Colombia's first leftist president ever and a former member of the Marxist M19 terrorist group, has visited France 4 times since taking office in August 2022, visiting Paris in 3 out of his 4 official trips to France. As if I were aware of his personal problems, he told me that psychologist Dr. Miguel Bedin had him on the other side. I commented on it. I understood from everything he said that he was addicted to drugs. Bedin is a great professional with an enormous reputation, Leyva said.